With Martin Bester. Don't forget, if you want to tell me why it's Friday and Monday, Vrydagmiddag, hoekom, dan stuur die gou-gou voice note na 0848509942. Do you go to gym, Felicity?
I do not go to gym.
Have you ever gone to gym? Do you have a trainer? Have you ever had a trainer?
I have had a trainer.
It's the best thing you can ever do in your life. Because once you lay out the hard cash, then you gotta go.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter. I tell my trainer straight up, like, if it weren't for you, I would not be here.
Absolutely.
I would be doing something else.
Yeah, of course. My ex-trainer used to be very scary.
Is it?
Yeah, she was probably about 76 or 67. Tiny little lady called Denise.
Yeah, whoops a daisy. Yeah, she was aged. And she was
terrifying. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you ever make any weird requests towards her?
No.
Because there's this article of the list of weirdest requests personal trainers get. One of mine may be on this list. I'm not going to tell you which one. I'm going to read through the list. You tell me which one is one that I've made before, okay? Top 10 weirdest requests personal trainers get. Let me tell you some of them. Number one, nude training sessions.
Never.
Okay, I can be outright with you. That's not what I'm... okay? So, number two, oiled up bare-chested wrestling. Making the top three is, a bit of whoopee with a client. So that request has come in.
Okay.
Yes. After we've done our set today, can we have...
another set.
Yes. this is a funny one. Massage a man on Tinder on behalf of the client. How did that conversation even go? So I met this guy on Tinder and I need you to massage him. No, not to sweat during the workout.
The trainer mustn't sweat, or you mustn't sweat.
Yeah. So let's do a session today, but don't make me sweat.
Oh, okay.
Am I right? Is that reasonable?
Yeah, if you train in the pool, yes.
To implement a safe word.
Cabbage.
makes sense. Yeah. Hardman. That'd be my safe word. Like, can we stop now? It kind of made me think. You know, what weird requests do you get in your industry at work? What's the weirdest request you've had at work? It'll tell us a lot about your industry as well. 084 850 0942. I think mine is pretty obvious. There's one question I get all the time. One request. I mean, I was even in the queue at the toll gate the other day. Guy is shouting from his bucky like two cars behind us. What did he shout?
What? Can you give me a dedication?
What's the secret sound of this? You come get to the program. Talk to me.
Hi julle, ek is 'n gekwalifiseerde make-up artist en ek is nou die dag deur 'n kliënt gevra of ek asseblief haar boude groter kan make-up. Ek het afkos nee gesê en is toe meer geld aangebied. Nodeloos om te sê, ek het baie geld verloor.
Oh no. Would you have taken the money? Did she say make my bum bigger?
Yeah, make up my bum bigger. It's called shading.
What a problem to have.
Yeah, it's just a bit of shading. I would have done it.
Just explain to me, how do you do it?
Well, it's exactly the same way that you would do a cleavage. So you would probably, you'd highlight certain areas. So I'm assuming it was a low backless dress or something. And then just put shading around the kind of where the bum is and down the spine and then highlight other bits.
To make it pop.
Exactly.
To use the street word. Weird requests you've had at work.
Morning, Martin. The first request we had was, can we courier livestock like chickens? And then the second request was, which was funny, was, can we transport toys? And let me tell you, it's not children's toys.
Oh.
So yeah, it was a bit weird.
She's in the courier industry and they're asked to courier some fun things.
Doing God's work there.
With or without the batteries, we want to know.
Môre Martin, ek werk vir 'n locksmith maatskappy. Eendag kry ons 'n oproep van 'n vrou en sy het haar kluis se sleutel verloor. Ons gaan toe uit, ons maak die kluis vir haar oop en net voordat ons by die deur uit stap, toe sê sy kan ons hom weer sluit. Toe sê ons, nee mevrou, al wat ons kan doen is, ons kan 'n nuwe slot daarin sit. En ja, toe wou sy 'n bietjie rondkrap in haar man se kluis terwyl hy weg is op jag naweek. En ek dink dit was die Sondagmiddag. Toe bel haar man ons. Sy kluis is het altyd gewerk en nou werk hy glad nie meer. Nie kan ons asseblief die kluis oopmaak? En toe ja, Dis dieselfde hy, selfe vrouens. Sy was ook daar.
Toe maak jy dubbele geld, basies. Nice one.
My favorite show in the world is Jack Ren FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Fabulous show. Good morning.
You never know what's going to happen.
Start your day with a surprise.